Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pucharani Nivishesha Sunyavari Puschachade Satarane Omanganam Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jainam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I'm offering my obeisances unto my Guru, Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was standing in the midst of darkest ignorance. So today we're looking at Bhagavad Gita 4:34. This chapter is called Transcendental Knowledge. And this verse tells us what we have to do in order to acquire transcendental knowledge. So we can chant it. You have the transliterated text in front of you. So we'll say each word and you repeat it after me, and then we'll chant each line responsively. Yes. Translation. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. The purport by Srila Prabhupada. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly very difficult, undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord Himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6:3:19 says, Dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant, without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyaninas tattva darshanaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. The word that's used here for approaching a spiritual master, the literal meaning, pranipat. Pat is the Sanskrit verb meaning to fall. So pranipat means to fall before. So you've seen, like when I came in the room, I offered my obeisances to my spiritual master. So we either put our head on the floor before the spiritual master, or what's called nandavat. You fall down like a stick. So pranipat, by bowing down before. Pariprashna, by inquiring submissively. Seva, and by rendering service. This is the method. And then upadekshanti, those who are tattva darshanaha, seers of the truth, they will initiate you into knowledge. Those who have the knowledge can give you the knowledge of transcendental knowledge, as this chapter is entitled. So let's just go through Prabhupada's discussion of this verse. He starts off by saying that the path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. It's a fact. Easier if you want to become a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon. One who actually wants to know God truly and scientifically, and to have association with God, and to be free from the entanglement of ignorance of material life, that person has a very great ambition. Hardly anyone wants to do anything as difficult as that. We must learn how to conquer and control our material desires. People sometimes become very great in this world, but still they are the playthings of their material desires. They cannot conquer those desires. But one who actually is on the path of spiritual realization becomes the master of his material desires. He attains self-mastery, which is much more difficult than attaining mastery over other people, to attain mastery over one's own material desires and to control them. So all these things make the path of spiritual realization difficult. So when you want to learn anything difficult, you need a teacher. You can just take a computer and bang at it. But if you have a teacher, everything becomes very quick. And if you want to learn something very well, if you want to attain mastery, I mean, there's many people that play the guitar and they know three chords and they get along okay. But if you want to attain mastery, become a virtuoso, then you really have to study under somebody who knows what they're doing. This is just in the ordinary material subjects. As soon as you have a teacher who really knows the subject matter and can guide you properly, step by step, into learning and mastery, tell you where you're going wrong, encourage you when things become difficulty, tell you the secrets that they have in the course of learning the subject matter, impart those secrets to you, then you can go very swiftly. This is natural. Many of us, of course, have had teachers in school, and most of them have not been very good teachers. I've been through about 21 years of schooling myself, and I had maybe two good teachers, three good teachers, out of I don't know how many. But when there was a good teacher, what I learned was incredible. And maybe it was worth all the others who were not any good or not that good. So he said the path, it is difficult, and so you're going to need a teacher. But not just any teacher. Prabhupada says, the Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master. Bona fide means authentic, for real, the real thing, as opposed to something that's fake. Without following this principle of disciplic succession. So now Prabhupada explains this principle. The Lord is the original spiritual master. In fact, there is the only one spiritual master, ultimately, and that is God. And a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. So what does it mean, disciplic succession? Well, this is my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, there. So I'm his disciple. So he is my teacher. Where did he learn? How did he become a teacher? How did he become a spiritual master? By becoming the student or the disciple of his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he's a student, disciple, the same way I'm a disciple of a spiritual master. My spiritual master is the disciple of a spiritual master. And where did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati become a spiritual master? By being the disciple of Gaurkishore Das Babaji, who in the same way was the disciple of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who was the disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji. And in fact, Prabhupada inserts in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, I think, what, just after the introduction? Here on page 34 of this version here, there's a list of 32 names. And goes back ultimately to the original spiritual master, who is Krishna. This is the disciplic succession. This is Prabhupada's bona fides. Just like if you go to a university professor, many times, or a medical doctor, they'll have their degree on the wall framed, so you know they're bona fide. So this is Prabhupada's lineage, his heritage, his degree. So it is coming from Krishna. He says the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is. Prabhupada uses this word as it is because this says Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is the first time in the history of the West that the Bhagavad Gita has been presented by someone in disciplic succession. Otherwise, there are people who learn Sanskrit in some university or translated it here and there or taught themselves Hinduism or something else, but they did not actually come in bona fide disciplic succession from the Lord. Now, there are a number of chains of authentic successions like this. And Prabhupada is coming in one of these chains. So the idea is that Krishna imparts his instructions. He is the guru. So if I am going to teach anybody, I must be able to give those same instructions to the next person down the line, just as I heard it. without any change, adulteration, additions, subtractions, and so on. If it is coming from Krishna, if I represent Krishna, then I have to be able to repeat it. That means I have to have become a good student, a real student, just as I have to become a bona fide student. It's been given to me. It's not that Krishna's knowledge needs to be improved upon. After all, he's God. And what he has to tell us is the right thing. Prabhupada says here, no one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process. That is, lifting yourself up by your own bootstraps. I'm in this material world and I'm in a condition of bondage. I'm tied hand and foot. My feet are tied and my hands are tied. I can only be untied by somebody who's untied himself. We're all sitting around here like this, tied up, gagged, flopping around on the floor. We can't help each other out. So the bound cannot release the bound. I'm in a diseased condition of soul, so I manufacture some process of liberation. I'm not liberated myself. How can I liberate you? So we first of all have to receive the message of Krishna, who is the eternally liberated person. He tells us how to get out. He dispels the darkness of ignorance. Otherwise, you have the croaking of 1,000 frogs, spewing out this philosophy and that philosophy, this ism and that ism, this theory of salvation, that theory of salvation. What's the use? That's why he quotes here from the Bhagavatam, Dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion, dharma, is given directly by Bhagavan, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one else can make up a religion. So any bona fide religion, that is where it comes from. It comes from God himself. And anyone who actually teaches religion has to represent God. Represent means represent, to present over again. The same thing. If it has been changed, if it has been adulterated, it will not work. The potency, the power that comes from God will not be there. Therefore, we have to get our false ego out of the way. We have to get our concoctions out of the way. We have to become what Prabhupada calls transparent mediums. Not translucent, but transparent. We have to let Krishna act and not think of ourselves as the doers, but as simply the instrument of Krishna. But anyone who becomes proud and thinks, now I'm going to save you, I'm going to present you some method of getting out, I'm going to do it myself, that person can't do it. Mental speculation or dry arguments cannot lead one to the right path. So the whole world is full of people trying to figure out the world, while they themselves are not in a position to know anything. They've barely seen anything other than the inside of their mother's wombs, and they're presenting cosmic theories. Here the world has been going on for billions of years. It extends in space for billions and billions of miles. We don't know. We're here for this amount of time. We're born in bewilderment and confusion, and yet we present the theories of all and everything. I'm figuring it all out. I'm going to figure it all out. I'm going to figure it all out, right?
I sit there pounding away at the keyboard or whatever, thinking, so many ideas, writing down, filling up notebooks, publishing them, convincing a few other people, presenting so many arguments. Then somebody else comes back and blasts those arguments and presents his own conclusion, and somebody even brighter comes and presents his conclusions, and they argue back and forth, and they fill up the libraries with books, fill up the pages with journals, foaming at the mouth, brains are working overtime, small hyperactive minds, wheels spinning, I gotta figure it out. Anyway, I spent a lot of time with those people before I met Srila Prabhupada. I know them. I was one myself. So you cannot get out by this means. Nobody has done it. So it has to come from Krishna. Then he says, nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Even if I have bona fide books of knowledge, still I have to know how to apply them properly. This is not just theoretical, but it is applied knowledge. It is not that somebody can sit down, for example, and order all the medical books that you need to read in 4 years of medical school, study them like crazy, then go out and start practicing medicine. Would anybody go to somebody like that? Not having looked at a person, not having touched a patient, not having studied under any other doctor? No, because there's practical application. And therefore, you have to study under somebody who is expert. Somebody who has worked their way through all this material, who has achieved some mastery and can then guide you. So the independent study of book knowledge will not work. That's just an example. It doesn't work in the material field.